Bezos Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Nun Dalid in Maseches Erevin. It's a 274th daf in Shas. And I want to remind the young men, we've just passed 1/10 of learning Shas. Bezos Hashem, we'll do this a few more times. Then we'll be Zocha to be Mesayim together. Okay, four lines from the bottom on Nun Gimel Amad Beis. Rabbi Yosef Aglili, have a Ka'azel Be'orcha, Rabbi Yosef Haglili was going on the way. Ashkecha LeBruria. Bruria is, of course, the wife of Rebbe Meir. We've had her quoted in the end of Maseches Brachos. Amelo Be'eza Derech Nelech. He said to her, which way should I go, Lelud? What's the right road to Lud? He wanted directions. Amrele. Bruria gave him Shtark Musar. Glili. She didn't call him by her first name. Called him Glili. Rebbe Yosef Shaita. Loikacham Ruchachamim. You're not doing following what the Chacham said. Altar besicha meisha. You're not supposed to speak a lot with a woman. He needed directions. Hayi lechalomar be'eze lelud. Extra word. He didn't have to say be'eze derech nelechud. Be'eze lelud. So you're not supposed to talk a lot to women. Period. Brur yashkach delahu talmida. Brur found a talmid. Davik hagoris belechisha. That he was learning quietly. He wasn't learning Bekal with a fire. But Shabe, she gave him Musar. She gave him a kick. Amrele. And she, well, how did she kick him? Not physically, but she shtacht him. Lokach Kosov. Doesn't it say in Shmuel Beis? What does it say in Shmuel Beis? Let's open up the pasuk. Let's read the whole pasuk. Kivoy chein beisi im kel kivris olam sam li aruka bakol ushmura kechol yeshiv chol chayfetz bi lo yatzmiach. What does it mean? Aruka bechol ushmura im aruka. If it's going to be spread out biramachi varim shacha in all your ramachi varim. In other words, you're going to learn Torah with all of your ramachi varim. Mishtameres, then the Torah is going to last. Vimlav, ain't mishtameres. What's the pshat in this? Because you got to put yourself entirely into it. If you don't put yourself entirely into it, so then it's not going to stick with you. Torah is not here. Torah is all your ramach evarim and shesagidim. The brain is one of those evarim. Tana, Talmud Echad, the Rebbe the Yezid, there was one Talmud that was that Rebbe Loz ben Yaakov had, Shoyushoyne belachash, that he learned quietly, he didn't learn with a kol. And he forgot his learning after 3 years. Tana Talmud Echad Ayilo the Rebbe Eliezer. There was a Talmud to Rebbe Eliezer Shenischai Besreifa. He was Chayv Sreifa Lemakom to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He was over something that he needed to do Misa. That he was Chay Misa B'day Mishamayim. Some say, I think the Meiri says, it was because he was Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. It means that he technically, that Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avera, that's so Chomer, it's Chayiv Nisa Sreifa. But it's some type of, it's a fair question, what exactly that Onish is, we don't understand. Amru, Hinichalo Adam Gadol Shamish. Amru, they set up in Shamayim, Hinichalo Adam Gadol Shimesh. He served in Adam Gadol. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinna Psach Pumech Kri Psach. You shouldn't only say ideally that you're supposed to open up your mouth, but mamish, when you learn, you're supposed to mamish, open up your mouth. Psach pumech tni. Another shina, psach pumech kri, psach pumech tni. Kehechat eskayim bach visorayi chayi. In order that the Torah should stay by you and your Torah should be alive. Shenemar, as the pasuk of Mishlei says, kichayim eim. Lemotza o ehem, that Torah is life for those who find it. Ulechol b'saro marpe, and it heals all flesh. Al tikri lemotza ehem, don't read for those who find it. El lemotze ehem bepe, for those who say it out with their mouth. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shina, sharp one. Chatov achol, grab and eat. Chatov ishti, grab and drink. Da alma in this world. Das lina milay, because it runs rabosai as fast ki lula damito, like a fun chasana. In other words, this world is a lot of it moves fast, and you got to eat fast to enjoy. Got to enjoy all of the meals. In other words, you got to eat Seches Erevin, Seches Shabbos, v'chulei, and don't let yourself get distracted from your tafkinis world. Amalei Rav Rav Menuna Bini, im yesh lecha heitev lecha she'ein b'shol tanug ve'ein lomus hismamea. Vim tomar eniach lebni chok b'shol mi yagid lecha bnei ha'adam domim la'asve asada halalu halalu notzin v'halalu novlin. Let's translate. Okay, so Rav says to Rav Amnuna, my son, if you have something, use it now. Because bekever, again, this is a standard musar. Bekever, you're not going to be able to enjoy it. There's no ein b'shol tanu. And death doesn't wait. And if you're going to say that you're going to leave it for your son, but you yourself will not get any enjoyment. And life is like grass that comes and that grows and then withers. Period. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Hamahalach b'derech, someone's going on a way, ve'eni mo levaya, and he doesn't have an escort, yasok b'torah, he should involve himself in Torah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki levias chein heim. Let's read that old pasuk in Mishle. Ki levias chein heim l'roshecha v'anokim l'gargaro secha. This is talking about Torah. That Torah escorts you with chein. In other words, it will protect you in a good way. Gluvias chein heim. Chosh b'rosho, if a person's head is hurting him, yasek b'torah, he should involve himself in Torah. Shenemar, gluvias chein heim, l'roshcha. Chosh b'grono, if his throat is hurting too, yasek b'torah, very good, Menachem says we had this in brachos. Shenemar, v'anokim l'gargaro secha, that's the end of that pasuk. Chosh b'meyov, if his stomach is bothering, yasek b'torah, shenemar, refuas tihi l'sharecha. It will be a refuah for those the part of the body that soaks the food. Chosh b'atzmosav, if his bones are bothering him, yasuk b'torah, shenemar v'shikui l'atzmosecha, that it will also help your bones. Chosh b'chol gufo, even if his whole body is bothering him, yasuk b'torah, should involve himself with Torah, shenemar u'l'chol b'saro marpe. Period. Amar v'yudah rabchia, bo re'eh shalom k'midas ha'kodesh baruch u'midas basar adam. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not like a person. Midas Basav Adam knows in Sam Lechaveiro, Lezei Yafo, Lezei Kasher. There are parts of medicine that if you make, let's say you want the hand to get better, but you have to be careful to give the right amount because it could hurt the heart. Right? You have to. One medicine that's good for one part of the body could hurt the other part of the body. Ava Kodesh Baruch Hu ain't okay in first wide line. Nasatar Lisrael Sam Chaim Lechol Gufo. He gave Klal Yisrael a medicine for the entire group. Shenemar ulechol b'saro marpe. Amar Rebbe Ami, Ma'ik d'chsiv. What does the pasuk mean again in Mishle? Ki noim ki sishmerim b'vitnecha yikainu yachdov al svasecha. You will. It's beautiful, and you will guard it in your stomach. What does it mean that you will guard it in your stomach? Yichonu yachdov al svasecha. A masai divrei Torah noim. Wine is divrei Torah nice. Bisman shetishmerim bevitnecha. When you save it in your stomach, in other words, you don't just learn it goes in your head, but it becomes part of your stomach. Now we have an expression in English that in the gut of a person, right, to make a decision in the gut. The gut is not necessarily when a person makes a logical decision. The gut is when a person deep down, this is what he wants. So the Torah is not just only something that he learns in his head, but it becomes something that is entirely part of him. When will it stay in your stomach? When you're constantly saying it out with your lips. Reb Zeira Amar Mehacha. Reb Zeira has another pasuk in Mishlei. Simcha li'ish b'ma'ane piv v'davar b'ito matov. It's a joy to a man what he has answered in his mouth. And if he says it in its time, how great is it? A masai simcha li'ish, when is it a joy for a man? Bizman shemane bepiv. Someone who learns, okay, he feels good, he came to shul, he learned. But if you learn and you review that you're able to use it and say it back to somebody, that is the simcha of Talmud Torah. Lishna achrina, a masai simcha li'ish, bizman piv, Bizman shedover bita ma'itov. When is it a simcha? When you're able to connect your Torah to the times. What does that mean? Not to the New York Times, but to the Yom Tov that you're up to, and so on and so forth. So the Torah will give you things that will help you understand the times that you're living in. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Me'acha, Ki Karve Lecha Adover Me'od, the famous, beautiful pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim. It's the Torah is close to you, very much close to you. V'ficho v'vav chalas, also in your mouth and in your heart to do it. E masa karve lecha, when is it close to you? Bizman she b'picho v'vav chalas, also at a time that it's in your mouth and in your heart to do it. Rava Amar Me'acha, Rava quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. Tavas libo nosatelo, v'arash esfasov balma nosela. E masai tavas libo nosatelo, when will a person's desires be fulfilled? Bizman she aresh esfasov balma nosela, at the time that he says out the Torah that he learns. Rava Rami, Rava asked the following question. Ksiv tavas libo nasatlo, uksiv areshes vasav mal manasa sela. Zocha tavas libo nasatlo. A person zocha in Torah, then his desires are fulfilled. Vareshes vasav mal manasa sela. Excuse me. Lo zacha, thank you. Lo zacha, if he's not zocha, vareshes vasav mal manasa sela, he will have to constantly ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because he won't have happiness in his life. Faresh esfas avir means a negative thing that he's going to constantly need to daven. Tana devei Reb Lozer ben Yaakov. Kol mekom shenemar netzach sela va'ed ein lo hafsaka olamus. It never is interrupted. Netzach, when it comes to netzach, disiv, as the Torah tells us, ki lo olam ari v'lo lenetzach ektzach, that you will constantly be at peace. You won't always be fighting. And I won't be angry forever. Sela, we find in Tehillim, ad olam sela. That also means forever. Va'ed, Hashem yimloch, lo'olam va'ed. Like we see in the pasuk that Hashem will reign forever. By the two dots. Amar Rebbe Lozer, Ma'ik d'chsiv anokin l'gargar osecha. That was one of the first psukim that we had quoted from Mishlei. It makes him adam atzmo kanak zeh. If a person makes himself like a chain, sheraf al atzavor, that sits on the neck, v'nirev einanira, and the chain is seen a little bit, and it's not seen. Talmudo miskayim biyado, then his learning is going to stay with him. In other words, if a person's wearing a chain, unless he's wearing his shirt too far open, you're not going to see the chain if it's not cramping around his neck. But if it's hanging loosely, you won't see it. Okay? If a person's like that, his learning's going to stay by him. V'imlav ein talmudo miskayim biyado. And if not, then his learning will not stay with him. What's going on? So Rashi explains six lines before the bottom on the right side. The Nira Vein and Nira means the following. If a Talmud Chacham is not running out all the time and he hides to learn, that he's Nira Vein and Nira, that there are times that people don't see him, like the chain that's not only seen, then he's going to be Zocha. But if he's always running and doing things, even if he's capable of learning, but he doesn't sit in a corner and what we call in English, pound, so then in such a case, his learning is not going to stay with him. The pasuk in Shir HaShirim speaks about the cheekbones, karugas habosem, like a beautiful row of bosem, we would say is like besamim, is a beautiful smelling thing. If a person makes himself modest and he allows people to walk on him, he doesn't always have to fight. Sometimes today it happened that there was a boy that he couldn't be wrong. He had to be right. No, sometimes you have to hear that you're not necessarily right, that you're sometimes wrong. So he makes him on the matzah karuga zusha called dashimba, that people show him his mistakes and he allows people sometimes to put him down and he doesn't fight back. Ukibosem, And he allows himself to be like perfume that everybody enjoy from him. He doesn't say, oh, it's my learning and not share with others. He gives off from his learning. And people, other people smell good from his own learning. Talmudo miskayim. So then in such cases, learning will last. Vimlav, but if not, ain't talmudo miskayim, his learning is not going to last. V'amar Rabbi Elazar ma'idichsiv luchos evin. That the luchos are made of luchos even im adam mesim its atzmo es lachoyav ke'evin zu she'ena nimches. If a person makes his cheekbones like a stone that is not going to get soft, right, not going to get erased, kamuda miskayim biyada, then his learning is going to stay with him. However, bim lav ein talmud miskayim biyada, but if not, he's not, his learning's not going to stay. What does it mean that it doesn't, that his cheekbones don't get erased, that he doesn't get tired, his cheekbones don't get tired of saying more and more and more Torah and reviewing it over and over and over again. V'amar Rebbe Elazar, and Rebbe Elazar also taught, Ma'idichsiv choris ala luchos, that the luchos are described as engraved into the luchos. Il male lo nishtabru luchos arishtonos, if the luchos arishtonos had not been broken, lo nishtacha Torah Yisrael, Torah would not have been forgotten Klal Yisrael. The Beis Halevi has a long arichus on this, that original luchos were magical, that we wouldn't have forgotten what we learned. But once the luchos arishtonos were broken, then we need to do a major chazara. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omer, ein kol uma v'loshen sholetes ben. All the nations wouldn't have been able to do anything in Klal Yisrael if the first luchos had not been destroyed. Shneimar choros, al tikri choros, ela cheirus. We would have been cheirus al luchos, we would have been free forever, but unfortunately, the luchos were broken. Amar Rav Masna, ma'idichsiv umimidbar matana. In describing Bnei Yisrael's travels, it's described that they went from umimidbar matana. This appears in Bamidbar Chafalev. The pasuk says, "Ber chafura sarim karuni divei aham." This is the Shira, in the Chokik Mishanasam, Umimidbar Matana, Umimatana Nachliel, etc., etc. And that's what we're about to darshan. So the pasuk says, Umimidbar Matana, Imesim Adam Atzmo Kimidbar Zev. A person makes himself like a midbar. Shakol Doshim Boy. He's not so proud. And even if someone puts him down and he doesn't deserve it, Talmudo Miskayim Biyada, then he'll be Zalcha that his learning is going to stay with him. Vimlav, but if not, ain't Talmudo Miskayim Biyada, then his learning is not going to stay with him. Rav Breider of Yosef Achama Havilei Milsa the Rav Yehuda Ba'ade Kimata Mali Yom de Kippuro. Once Rava had done something to insult Rav Yosef, and he wanted to ask Mechila from Rav Yosef. Now they suggest that it's a Gemara in the Darim. That one time in the Darim, Daf Nun Hey, if I'm not mistaken, one time Rava had asked Rav Yosef a Shaila, and then he didn't do exactly what Rav Yosef had suggested. So that was the case. So Rava went to ask Mechila. Kimata Mali Yom Yikpura Amir Aizel Vafaisa. I'm going to go and ask him for Mechila. Oz Ashkel Shameh, he found his Shamish, the Shamish of Yosef, the Kamazagle Kosa. He was pouring him a kos. Amrle, he said to him, Havli Vamzage Ano. Yovlam Lo Mazge Kiditaimen. So Rava poured for Rav Yosef. Omar, so Rav Yosef immediately knew that this was Rava, because Rava knew how to pour wine. What do we mean to pour? That he was able to wix wine very well. Amar Dami Hai Mizgul Mizga the Rava Braid Rav Yosef. I recognize this is the mixing of Rav Rav Yosef Chama. Amar Le, I know, he said it's me. Amar Le Lo Sasiv Akarech. I'm not going to let you leave. Adam Efarshis Li Hani Kroy. Till you explain to me these ksukim. Mai Dichsiv Umi Midbar Matana. Umi Matana Nachliel. Umi Nachliel Bamos. Umi Bamos Hagai. Amalei, so Rav explained all those psukim. Im adam meisim atzmo kimidbar zeh. If a person makes himself like a midbar, shakol doshin bo, where everybody walks over him. Taira nitnalai, then he'll get taira. Bimatana, with as a present, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a present more than he actually deserves. Vikimu shenitnalai bimatana, once he gets it as a present,
Nachala El. He'll be zochet to inherit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'matana Nachli El. V'kivan Shenachlu El, Ola L'Gdula. And with that, he'll go up to Gdula, Shenemar, V'Nachli El, Bamos. And from Nachli El, go to Bamos. V'megiz Libo. But if he gets Gaivadik, right, as the person advances, yeah, he got into that school, or he makes a siyum and this and that. So then he begins to have the risk of Chas v'Chalil becoming a Baal Gaiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bang, he smacks him down to the ground. Shenemar, umibamos hagai, vimchozer bo. But if he does tshuva, then don't worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu magbio. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pick him back up. Shenemar, kol gai, yina say. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu picks up those people who have fallen. Right, Davi points out that the only way that Rav Yosef knew his Rava is when he tasted his wine, because of course Rav Yosef was blind. The Gemara continues four lines from bottom. Am Ravuna, Ma'i Dichsiv, what does the pasuk in Yeshayahu mean when it says, let's get the whole pasuk and let's get it right? Kol Geyi Nasei, he will pick up the Chol Harvi Giva Yishpolu, he will pick up those who are in the valley and lower those who are on the mountain. So we spoke about that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to do that, as well as we now go on to the next pasuk in the Gemara, where we quote, if a person makes himself like a chaya, right? If a person makes himself like an animal, what does it mean? He devours his prey. That he gets it dirty and then he eats it. We're going to explain what that means in a moment. Then his learning is going to stay by him. Vim lav ain't Talmudim iskayim biyada. But if not, his learning is not going to stay by him. Vim asakein HaKadosh Baruch Hu osel suda ba'atzmo. And if he does this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a suda for him. So Rashi explains, what does that mean? Rashi has a couple of pshatim. The pashtus is, says Rashi, shedorezes v'ocheles, he's not so picky to eat it like this, to like that, that restaurant, this restaurant, whatever it's for supper, he doesn't complain. He eats supper and he goes back to do Torah and mitzvahs. That's how Rashi learns in the Ibrahim Aschel, shedorezes v'ocheles. Another pshat that Rashi gives, about 10 lines from the bottom, is Doreses Vocheles is the moment, by the way, I see a big difference between the Talmidim, good Talmidim. They listen to the shir, and then they go to lunch, and then at night they'll do Chazara. Versus the Talmidim that right after the shir, woo, they want to do a Chazara right away. Ain't a dome to a person who's Doreses Vocheles, he mamish wants to devour it right away. So that's the second pshat of Rashi, of Doreses Vocheles, or Masreches Vocheles. V'mosekein HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'asud ba'atzah shenemar tochim b'tuv v'oscha lo'ani Elokim. One line from the bottom. Amar b'chia barab, amar b'yocha ma'i d'chsiv notzer te'ena yochal pirya. Those who, thank you, someone who protects the te'ena, the fig, he will eat from it. L'amanim shel divrei Torah k'te'ena ma te'ena zu kol zman she'adam mimashmesh ba. If you shake the tree, you'll find more and more figs. After Vetora calls man shadam hogaben motzeben time, you'll find more and more taste. And anybody who's been zocha to learn Torah for a while will tell you, the more and more the Torah gets sweeter and sweeter, and you appreciate the omic of it more and more. It sometimes takes time, but eventually you see it. Amar Shmuel Mar Nachmeni, Ma'i Dichsiv Ayelas Avim Yalas Chen. Lomnim Shetorah Divrei Torah LaAyelas. Ayelas is like a something like a ram, a female ram. Lo melecha, ma yeles rechama tsar v'chaviva al bo'ala. Just like the ram, its womb is narrow, and the male ram, the husband, likes her. Kol shah v'shah kishah rishona, and he stays in love with her. After v'etorah chavivin alamdem, kol shah v'shah kishah rishona. They fall in love with Torah like the first time they fall in love, and it doesn't get weaker. By the Goyim, when they fall in love that's based on Gashmias. So that changes. The woman gets older, and so on. He gets bored. But if it's based on something that's deeper, so then it's something that lasts forever. it makes those who learn it beautiful. Just like a child when it nurses finds milk all the time, after Reitora calls man shod the hogaben motze ben tam, he'll be zochet to find more and more tam. Ba'avasa tishke tamid, the pasuk in Mishlei says, in its love you will constantly, you'll be meshuga. Kigoy Rabbi Lazar ben Das, some love Rabbi Lazar. She yoishiv Isaac b'tayr, he would sit and learn. He didn't worry about his frock. He didn't worry about his jacket. He didn't worry about his hat and this and that. He was sitting b'shuk atachton. He was sitting in the lower shuk shel tzipori. Ustina muto b'shuk elyon shel tzipori. In his jacket, he had entirely forgotten in the shuk elyon shel tzipori. So here you see that he wore a jacket, but he didn't worry too much about it. Amar Yitzchak ben Elazar, pa machas ba adam litlo, umatza ba sraf. One time someone came to take it, and they found it in a snake inside. In other words, he wasn't thinking and worrying too much about. Tan de Veravan, may dechsiv roch ve'asanos, sachros yoshve al-madyon, v'holecho al-derechsiv sicho, roch ve'asanos, elu talmide chachamim. Sometimes you don't always stay in the place that's closest to your house to learn Torah. Sometimes you got to go far away. They were careful to judge the din emes lamito. The holche elu bali mikra, that refers to bali mikra, those who know Tanakh. Al derech elu bali mishnah, sichu elu bali talmud, shekol sichas on divrei Torah, that they're constantly involved in words of Torah. I'm Shizmi, Rav Shimon Lozman and Azariah. Yes, Menachem.
Why only the Talmud they say that they're sichas on divrei Torah?
Very good. Could it be that the Gemara is saying that the only people that really succeed in kol sichas on are people who are involved in Talmud? Because Mikra and Mishnah is not a mayim shein lahemsof. Mikra is not so long. Mishnah is longer, but Talmud is a mayim shein by himself. Maybe that you would say on that shekol sichas on divrei Torah, because Talmud it's a mayim shein by himself, because there's so much in the limud of Iyun and Shas. Amar Rav Shizbi Mishum Rav Lozer Ben Azariah. The Gemara already had kol sichas, because in the Gemara they were doing Gemara without reading Gemara. Says Rav Shizbi Mishum Rav Lozer Ben Azariah. My dichsiv. What does the pasuk in Mishlei mean when the pasuk says Lo Yachroch Remiya Tzeda Lahon Adam Yakar Charutz? So Chazal Darshan Rashi explains no trikin. Lo Yachroch means Lo Yachya. Lo Yachroch Remiya Tzeda Lo Yichla V'Lo Yarech Yamim. A person won't live long. Sayed Haramoi explains Rashi because he's always involved only in learning more. He's marbe begirsa, so he does more and more and more and more dafyomi. He does more and more and more begirsa, more and more iyun, but he doesn't do any chazara. He's got to do chazara. Rav Ash Yomer Tzayid Ramar Yachroch. Kiyosar Rav Dimi Omer, Moshel Tzayid. It's like a hunter. Shetzat Zipori. Rishon, Majber Kinafav, Mishtamer. Vimlav, Ein Mishtamer. Rav Dimi is saying that if a hunter doesn't break the wings of the bird, so then the bird will be able to escape. So too, the chazara is necessary. Amar Rav Schar, Amar Rav Huna, Ma'ay Dechsiv, was a pasuk in Mishlei, mean when it says, Hoin mehevel yimat v'kovetz al yad yarbeh, that you should minimize the hevel, and you should increase the kovetz al yad. Imos adam tarasa chavilos chavilos, if a person makes a lot of hevel and chaval are very similar words. What's hevel? It's like the word chavila. He reviews a lot at once. If he tries to review a lot like a chavila, very reminiscent we had in Brachos, Einos mitzvos chavilos chavilos, if he tries to make it one big group, mismait, he's not going to get a lot. Vimlav, but if not, kovitz kol yad yarbe. If he takes a little, he does a daf chazar here, daf chazar, if you do try to do 10 and 15, it's going to be too much. But if you do slowly and maturely, so then in such a case, you'll be more successful. Amar Rava, Yad Rabban Laha Milsa V'Avri Allah. Everybody knows this?
and they violate it. They don't do it. Chazara is one of those things everybody knows they have to do. And we talk about myself. And we don't do it well. Why? Because it's a big Yetzirah not to do Chazara. That's what this our, a lot of our daf is about. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Ano Avodita, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, I did do it, V'kayim B'yidoi, and because I did do Chazara, I was able to hold on to what I learned. Tan Rabbanan, Ketzet say the Mishnah. How did Moshe Rabbeinu teach the Torah to Klal Yisrael? Moshe Lime Laman Mipi Agruva. Moshe Rabbeinu learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nichnas Aaron. Then Aaron came in to learn from Moshe. V'shana lo Moshe. Pirko. And Moshe Rabbeinu taught him. Nistalek. Aaron moved V'yashav l'smol. Moshe. And he sat on the left of Moshe. Nichnas Ubanav. And then the children of Aaron came in. V'shana len Moshe. Pirko. Nistalek Ubanav. Elazar Yashav l'yamin. Moshe, Elazar, after they came in, Elazar went and sat on the right. V'itamar, the small Aaron. Itamar sat on the left of Aaron. Of course, none of the Aviyu, unfortunately, were no longer alive. Rabbi Yudah, Imer, Lo'ilam, Aaron, Li'imin, Moshe. That Aaron always stayed on the right of Moshe. Chazah, Nichnas, Zkenim. Then the Zkenim went in, V'shanala, and Moshe, Pirkan. And Moshe said it to them. Nistalku, Zkenim. And then the Zkenim moved over. Nichnas, Kala'am. Then all the people came in, V'shanala, and Moshe Pirkan. Nimtzu biyad Aaron arba. So now, how many times has Aaron heard it? Aaron's been there the whole time. He's heard it four times. Biyad banav, his children, how many times have they heard it? Shlosha. Ubiyad azkenim, shnayim, the azkenim too. Ubiyad kola'am, echad. Everybody else had heard it once. Nistalik Moshe. Now Moshe left. And now who started saying the shir? V'shanalein Aaron. And then Aaron taught them, Pirko. Nistalik Aaron, then Aaron, after he did it, left. Shanalan Bonav, Pirko. Nistalik Bonav, Shanalan Zkenim, Pirko. Nimtza Biyad, Hakol Arba. Everybody did it four times. That means when your Rebbe tells you to prepare the Gemara, how many times do you need to read the Gemara? Before you even know it? Before you go on to Taisvis? How many times? Four times. If you haven't done it four times, then you haven't learned it at all. Miyahakol arba. Mikanam Rabbi Leizer. Chayiv Adam Moshan Se Talmudar arba Palamim. Kav Lechomer. That's called Chazari. That's called learning it. Uma Aaron Shalom and Pimeishu Meishu Piavu Gvura. Moishu Learn Piavura. Kached Yithed Mi Piehed Yitalachas Kama Kama. If you're just learning it from a simple Rebbe, it's a Kav Lechomer. Rabbi Kiva Amar Minayin Shechayiv Adam Moshan Se Talmudar Achilam Denu. How do we know that a person needs to review his learning until he knows it? Shenemdar Velimdas Bnei Yisrael. In other words, that you need to review teaching it to others, and that will help you know it. V'limdas b'nei Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu learned his Torah from teaching it to Klal Yisrael. U'minayin shetei sidur b'fiyim, and how do you know that Moshe has a responsibility to teach them until they're able to snap it back to them? Shenem arsima b'fiyim. U'minayin shechayev laharos l'aponim, and how do you know that you need to explain? If you know in your personality that you're not patient, then you can't be a Rebbe. A Rebbe needs to be patient. Asks Umara now a separate question, but let them all learn from Moshe. Why did they have Moshe teaching four times and then leaving and then Aaron taking over? So let Aaron leave and then have them learn from Moshe. Why did you have Moshe Rabbeinu teaching all the other groups? If they're going to hear it from the person who heard it mipiagvura, then that will help in their learning. You can explain in different ways how it would help, but they wanted everybody at least to hear Moshe Rabbeinu once. Amar Mar Rabbi Yudah Amar Loilam Aaron Li Min Moshe. Aaron would go back to the right of Moshe Rabbeinu. La'olam Aaron limim Moshe Choser. Kiman Ozo, who does it follow? How does it say we learn in Brisa? Shloish Shayim Alchim Ederech. Harav Be'emtza, the Rav is supposed to be in the middle, the Gadol Be'yamino, V'katon Be'smolo. So the Gadol, the greater of the two, is supposed to be on the right. That's why Aaron went back. Lim Rabbi Yehuda Yivelo Rabbanan. Let us say that this only follows Rabbi Yehuda, not the Rabbanan. Afilu Teima Rabbanan. Mishum Tircha Da'aron.
But because of the tircha of Aaron, we didn't want to be matriach Aaron to go back. Rabbi Preda, who Talmid is a great story. Rabbi Preda had a Talmid, David Tonile Arba Mea Zimni, that he would, Rabbi Preda explained to him the Gemara 400 times. The Gomer, and then he would learn. Yom Echad, one day, Bayua Lemilsa de Mitzvah. Someone came to ask Rabbi Preda a question that was connected to a mitzvah. Tanile Velo Gomer. And he learned, he taught it to him 400 times, but it didn't go into the Talmud's head. Amaleo Idna Maishna. He said, usually you get it after 400 times. Why didn't you get it now? I got distracted when they came to speak to you. And every moment, Amina, he said, now my Rebbe's going to leave. In other words, I couldn't concentrate because I was worried that you were going to leave. He said, start again, pay attention, and I'm going to teach it to you again. And he taught him another 400 times. Nafka Baskova Omerle. He said the Basko came out. Michalach Tilisvilech Dalid Meashni. You could be Zelche, both of you, that you could live either 400 years. Menachem corrects me that it was Rabbi Preda that would be Zelche to have the choice. Either he was going to live for 400 years, or the Tiski at the Darach La Alma Dasi, or you will be zoche, that you and the whole door will be zoche to Olam Abba. Amar Diniska Nova Dor La Alma Daasi. I want to be zoche to Olam Abba. Amar Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu Tnu Lo Zo Vizo. Give to both of them. Amar Rav Chizda Ein Torah Niknes Ela B'Simanim. The only way to hold on to your Torah is to make Simanim. Now, there are many different ways of making simanim, but everybody should make simanim. Shinemar sima b'frim. I'll take we sima ela simana. Shem rav telchob marava oz amr kamed rava amr asame hasam asnisla aname hacham asnisla. We learn it from a different pasuk, a beautiful pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Atzivalach tziyunim simalach. Make tziyunim. What tziyunim? Your report card? No, not tziyunim report card. Asiv tziyunim l'tara. Make marks for the Torah, make simanim, so that you'll be able to remember. My mash night simlish in samana, tichsiv, as the pasuk in Cheskel says, urei etzem adam ubana etzlo sion. Rabbi Eliezer Mahacha, emor lechachma chaysiat, that you should know chachma like your sister, just like you recognize your sister, so too, umoda lebina tikra, that you'll be one who will be familiar with knowledge, asay mudoim b'Torah. Make marks for Torah. Okay, we'll conclude Bezer Hashem, the daf, over here. Bezer Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from daf nun dalid, is the requirement to state and learn Torah with one's voice. Our Gemara on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Beis going up to Nun Dalid Amud Aleph had a fantastic yesod. And this yesod makes a lot of sense, not only in halacha, but as well as a yesod in Avodas Hashem. And that is that Bruria, the wife of Rabbi Meir, was critical for those Talmidim that learned quietly, that the Torah needs to be aruka b'chol ramacha evarim. It needs to be learned with all of one's body, one's sinews, and one's limbs, in order for it to stay in the person. Al pi derech ha-chasidus, of course, the idea is straightforward, and that is, in order for the Torah to not just simply be intellectual activity, to really, really stay with the person, he needs to throw his entire body, his entire being, into the learning. Therefore, Bruria suggested that the way in which one does that, probably one of the ways one does that, is learning b'kol, learning out loud. And one is more likely to remember one's learning that way. Some even suggest that the source behind the Zohar that says that there is an inyan to shakel when one learns, to shake when one learns, comes from this idea as well. The Zohar mentions this in Pinchas Chelikim Odaf Reish Yudches. Either way, let's get to the halacha. The Pnei Yehoshua in Brachos Daf Tezvava Mebeis, in the on Rashi, the Bar Maschil High,
suggests from our Gemara, Bruria was not only giving an Eitzah Tova, not just simply a suggestion, but rather was telling us a halacha. And that halacha is that for a person to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Talmud Torah, you need to speak out the words. It's not enough to simply think them. This would dovetail beautifully with a famous psak in Shulchan Aruch, in Simim Mem Zayin Siv Dalid, that states that one does not make a Birchas HaTorah on Hirhur B'Torah. If one is, quote-unquote, thinking and learning, you don't make a Birchas HaTorah. To fulfill the pasuk that we learned, Ki Bris Olam, Sam Li Arucha V'Kol U'Shmura, in order for it to be inside of you, it needs to be set out, and it becomes, according to Pnei Yoshua, part of the definition of Talmud Torah. The Mishnah Berurah explains that Hirur is not Kedibur when it comes to the words of Torah. However, the Vilna Gaon disagrees. The Vilna Gaon says that the words Vihigisa Bayomam Valaila, that is in the beginning of Sefer Yoshua, the word Vihigisa does not refer to verbal expression, but refers to an internal phenomenon, similar to Vehegyon Libi. This is as well the path and approach of the Shita Mekubetzes in Brachos that points out that the Maskana in the Gemara in Brachos on Tezvav HaMebeis might very well be, the Shita Mekubetzes claims, that one does not need to utter words of Torah. So practically, there are many implications in this Machlokis. We are not going to get involved halacha lemaisa on them, except to mention that lichatchila, a person should say words of Torah after they make a Birchas HaTorah, because the Birchas HaTorah, according to the Pnei Yoshua, and more significantly, the Shulchan Aruch, is to say the words of Torah. It could very well be that according to the Shulchan Aruch, if one is an instance where one cannot say a bracha, nevertheless, one could still think in learning, because Hirur is not Kedibur. There are many, many implications of these halachas. When would it be even aser to think in Divrei Torah? Those things are discussed in the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. In the context of Birchas HaTorah, though, let us say that a person, for whatever reason, has not made a Birchas HaTorah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, he could think in learning. According to the Gra, he should first make a Birchas HaTorah. So we should be machmir in both directions, that if you can make a Birchas HaTorah, you should, even on Hirur. And yet, at the same time, if you are making a Birchas HaTorah, don't just simply think in learning, you should say the words of Torah. In a very practical terms, in his beautiful essays on Talmud Torah, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav incorporates both positions. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who of course, he and the Grod didn't always see eye to eye, evokes, if you will, this Hasidish notion of Bruria, and that is that the Chatchila one should learn Bekal. He says, as those of us who've been Zoche to spend time thinking about Torah, every once in a while, if you're trying to figure out if Tosas agrees with the Rajb or not, or how to apply the Mishnah Berurah's case, Halacha Lamaisa, it's not always easy for you to say the words out loud. For that, to be Madame Milsa Milsa, if you're what we would call intellectually processing, so then in such a case, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, then that is fine to be Maharer. The only requirement, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, is, and here he disagrees with the Gra, he says, V'igisa b'yomam v'layla, is if you can say it out, in other words, if you're reading a Gemara and you could say it, then in such a case, he says, you would not be Mekayim v'maditem osam, because the Yomur Sefer Torah Zem Mipicha means literally to that it should be in your mouth. And then he says something which is of great debate. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav goes therefore further, that based on this, someone who is an Am Haaretz, someone who is not learned, if he reads something that he doesn't understand, he's also Mekayim the mitzvah of Elimadetem. It could be there's a deep theological machlokus over here between the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, whether learning needs to be understood or not, that the Gra, as we also see filtered in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim might very well be of the opinion that the ultimate is the intellectual understanding of the Talmud Torah. And what Bruria is saying is a very important Eitzah Tova for a person to learn Bekol. I'm sure the Gra himself learned Bekol. Nevertheless, it doesn't become a mitzvah if it's simply Bekol. The primary purpose is the intellectual understanding, while the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that one could be Mekayim it by simply acting on those words of Lo Yomush Sefer HaTorah Azeh Mi Picha. I'm a little disappointed with the Masifta Gemara. In the Sefer Pnine Halacha, they quote an opinion of the Mishnah Halachos that I find quite dangerous and hard to understand. And that is the position of Rav Menashe Klein in Chelik Yudalit Simin Reish, that he was asked, by the way, there they mention that Rav Vosner does this, Shlita does disagree, that Rav Menashe Klein was asked whether if a Beis Medrash at night was disturbing people from sleeping, whether those people should stop learning Bekol or not. And he quotes from our Gemara that we see that there is a critical part of learning Bekol. Hence, he says, you do not have to be concerned about waking the neighbors at all. I find this psak a little hard to understand. And that is, at the end of the day, there's nothing in our Gemara that says that one is not supposed to take into account the predicament of others due to learning Talmud Torah Bekol. And that is, number one, if in the morning we are used to, when everybody is awake, speaking, screaming and learning and fighting it out and so on, that doesn't mean that at night, if people are sleeping, we could continue learning Bekol. But there are two different types of learning Bekol. There's learning Bekol that you're reading Gemara like this and talking to your Chavrus like this. And clearly, Bruria would say that would be something that could be remembered. And then there's fighting and learning. And if a person is raising their voice, the Mishnah Halachos is not quoted as differentiating between the two. If we're talking about a case where 200 people are learning like this and it still is disturbing people, maybe then they should find spread out, that they don't have to all learn in the same Beis Medrash. But as to suggest that this halacha indicates that we abdicate the responsibility of being concerned about others, particularly in regards to Gezel Shena, which the Gemara describes is Avera that is very, very, very hard to do tshuva for. It's hard to understand how you could invoke this beautiful rule of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and say that that would allow us to disturb others due to our Talmud Torah. This is the position as well of Rav Vosner in Chelik Zayin, Simin Reish Chav Dalet. So we have a fundamental machlokas whether our Gemara is a important tool of remembering, it's an important tool of using one's entire being in Talmud Torah, or it becomes definitional to the mitzvah itself. And the Pnei Yoshua goes so far as to say it's definitional to Talmud Torah to learn Bekol. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us fulfill the pasuk, Ki bris olam samli aruka bechol ushmura, that we should be zocha, as the Gemara describes, that our Torah should be entirely part of us, entirely part of all of our fiber, all of our being, our ramach evarim and shesagidim, and use that ramach evarim and shesagidim to only be mekadeh shem shemayim.